Hour number three of PM Tampa Bay on this Tuesday, July 21st. I'm Ryan Gorman. With me this evening, James Berlander on the board. And joining us on the hotline right now, we have Feeding Tampa Bay External Affairs Officer Shannon Oliveira to talk about the work that Feeding Tampa Bay is doing and their new Friday evening drive-through pantries. Shannon, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing, Ryan?
Good. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk to us, give us an update on what's happening here in the Tampa Bay area. So what are you seeing when it comes to need across the Bay? Has it gone down any since the beginning of this pandemic? Is it still maintaining a pretty high level, or has it increased with the resurgence of the virus recently?
We're actually seeing a bit of an increase. We've added a mega pantry program. We have six of them now. They're in our outer counties and, of course, Hillsborough County as well. And we added a USF pantry maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago that is growing. So we have two now in Hillsborough County, and that USF pantry is growing. And now we've added this Friday pantry in the evening on both sides of the Bay to help those families that are maybe working families that need a little bit of assistance with food, so that they can come after work and access some groceries for their families to get meals on the table.
What about your operations? Has it gotten any easier now that you've been doing it for a while during the course of this pandemic? You know the protocols that need to be taken in order to keep your people and everybody else who's looking to get assistance safe. Has that gotten any easier at this point?
Well, our team is pretty thorough. We've learned from every experience that we have, and we kind of lean in to every need, if you will. So we continue to change our protocols as we go. We provide a safe opportunity for those that are in need, and we also provide a very safe opportunity for the volunteers that we couldn't do without. You know, we have a team. Our team has grown now to 140-plus. Before the pandemic, we were probably around 70. We have furloughed workers that help us. We went from probably 20 truck drivers to now we have 40 plus. So we've had to grow to lean into that need. Those that depended on us before the pandemic was about 650,000 through the 10 counties that we serve. And now we have 1.7 million who need us throughout the Tampa Bay area.
Wow. From over 600,000 to over 1.7 million during the course of this pandemic?
1.7 million, and that's based on unemployment, people that are out of work, people that are struggling. So the need is great. We are serving 2 million meals a week.
That's incredible. And I'm assuming to keep up with the demands, obviously you're in need of help from those in the community that can offer some kind of assistance, whether it's, you know, a donation of food or monetary donation. Talk a little bit about that, because that's a big undertaking.
It really, really is. Again, we have an amazing team, and we do have amazing volunteers, and we have great sponsors. So anyone that can help us by donating, we maximize those dollars. Like we talk about this Friday drive-through pantry, Wells Fargo has stepped up in a great way and is actually underwriting those two pantries on both sides of the Bay into September, taking care of those people in need. So companies can help us out. Any dollar donated is appreciated, because, again, we make that dollar tenfold to help serve our neighbors in need. And then volunteers, you know, people who may have at this time, unfortunately, time on their hands. They might need our help, but we could use theirs too. They could give of their time, and we provide a very safe and secure environment for them to give that time to us. So really, they can go to our website, which I'm sure you guys still have the link on yours, but feedingtampabay.org. There's buttons at the top, whether it's to give or to volunteer their time, and you can always call us and ask questions, and we can direct point you in the right direction.
I'm joined by Feeding Tampa Bay External Affairs Officer Shannon Oliveira here on PM Tampa Bay. Again, the website is feedingtampabay.org. You can go there if you want to help out the organization and your community here in the Tampa Bay area, or if you or someone you know is in need of assistance. When it comes to those in need right now, are you seeing anything specific, or it's very wide-ranging?
It's a very wide range of of our neighbors. And what is really still shocking to us is more than around 70% of those that we serve never imagine themselves in a food line. You know, it's it's very bittersweet. It's the last place that people will see, but we address them with dignity and respect. We try to, our volunteers and our team go out and talk to everybody. This is a little bit daunting. It's been going on for a long time for all of us, and we recognize that. And we just really, all of us consider that we have all of our neighbors in our care at this point, and it's really a privilege for all of us to serve them. So, you know, anyway, anyone out there can give us a hand, whether it's financially or leaning in with us, we welcome them.
And when it comes to what's on the horizon here in the Tampa Bay area and really across the country, you have federal unemployment benefits set to end at the end of this month. Hopefully there will be more that will be passed by Congress, but there might be a gap there. And even if there are more federal unemployment benefits, they might not be to the level that they were the first time around. You also have eviction moratoriums coming to an end. You have PPP loans that, you know, they're only going to go so far. And then at the moment, they're going to run out in August, the ability to apply for those kinds of loans. Obviously, a lot depends on what Congress does over the course of the next few weeks. But with all of that on the horizon, all those big deadlines, are you gearing up or anticipating a surge?
We do. From a leadership standpoint, we watch every factor and every possibility so we can be prepared. I mean, we're Floridians, so we're also watching the possibilities of a hurricane. You know, we're watching, you know, we're prepared always for disaster. So that's feeding Tampa Bay's job. It's what we do. So we're always watching for the possibility of what's next. What's the next thing that's going to happen? So we have, through COVID, we have another 15,000 square feet of warehouse space. We have a team dedicated to be prepared, and that's what we are. We'll be ready to take care of our neighbors in need, and we'll be adjusting our sales however we need to make sure it's done. It's just what we do.
Now, you have child meal sites in four different counties that's provided 245,000 meals to children to date. With the potential for schools to reopen at some point, does that change your game plan when it comes to providing meals for children at all?
Because of some of the guidelines that go with the different meals programs that we have, the way they are structured currently, that would change, but we are lobbying to change the way they're structured. Of course, we're living in a time where everything is different. So those conversations are being had, just as those conversations are being had is how we should open those schools. So we're all, like I just said, we're trying to adjust to the need as they go. So we're in conversations at all times with our county schools to see how we can lean in and meet those needs and help them make sure that there's meals on the tables of those families and making sure that those children get food and healthy options as well.
I'm joined by Feeding Tampa Bay External Affairs Officer Shannon Olivero here on PM Tampa Bay. The website where you can find out more and also help is feedingtampabay.org. We've seen in some other places around the country these giant lines of cars, people trying to get some kind of assistance. Have we seen anything quite like that here in the Tampa Bay area? I can't recall any images that I've seen, but just in terms of distributing assistance to families in need here, how has that gone?
Well, our teams plan those lines. They try to structure things so the lines aren't as bad. But our mega pantry distributions, for instance, our HCC distribution every single Saturday morning, there's about between 3,000 and 3,500 who are served each Saturday at that location. So that does present a bit of a line. We're doing the best that we can. Those mega pantries serve about 10,000 per week. So we kind of spread that out through the counties that we serve. Like I said earlier in the interview, we have six of those. We opened a sixth one at USF to help fulfill the need in Hillsborough County, maybe disperse that line a little bit from HCC on Saturdays to the USF area in the middle of the week, which is on Wednesdays. So we're trying to disperse those lines a little bit, but the need is there. It's about 10,000 is a lot of people who need groceries just at that mega pantries. And then we have over 100 of the smaller mobile pantries that are serve about 400 at a time that are going out in the 10 counties that we serve as well. And then on top of that, we have nearly 500 partners, distribution partners throughout those 10 counties that help take care of the families and individuals who are food insecure as well. So there's a lot of movement going on. We're trying to not have people wait. We're trying to serve them with dignity and respect and really do the best that we can to meet that need.
And then final question for you, the supply, because I mean, you're talking about a lot of people here in the Tampa Bay area being served, a lot of meals being distributed, and this crisis has gone on for quite a while, and it's probably not going to let up anytime soon, especially in terms of the need. Hopefully the spread of the virus will let up, but the need is likely going to be there for quite some time. Are you able to keep up at this pace, or are you really going to need a surge in donations here to match the surge in need?
We are able to take care of our community. We could always, always use the partners, the donations to assist us. It's a lot for us to bear, but we also need to remember we're part of an amazing network. So as being part of the Feeding America network, that's over 200 food pantries that when we need to allocate food, we all work together. That doesn't mean that we don't need to help financially, because we all do. We all need everyone to help us who can, to help take care of those who have not. So we always need assistance throughout our great country who is struggling. People are struggling everywhere if we all watch the news. So we all need the assistance, but there is power in that 200 of us. So you have this wonderful network that, to explain a little bit of how that works, say in all of this crisis that a hurricane came to a certain area, we saw it when Hurricane Michael came and struck in the panhandle. When they were down and needed assistance, Tampa was fine at that time. So several of us went up that had the expertise and helped that area. That's how that network works. We call in and we go where things are needed. Even when water is needed, water was needed in Houston. We sent water here from Tampa. So there's a great power in the Feeding America network, and that's something that Feeding Tampa Bay is a part of, and that's something that we also lead into. Again, that doesn't take away that we need help from our community from a volunteer standpoint and a donation standpoint as well. So we're part of something great and big, but we still need our community as well.
FeedingTampaBay.org is the website. Again, FeedingTampaBay.org if you want to help out the organization and those in Tampa Bay who are in need, or if you or somebody you know is in need right now, if you need some assistance, you can go to the website to find out more about how you can get it, FeedingTampaBay.org. Feeding Tampa Bay External Affairs Officer Shannon Olivero. Shannon, thank you so much for the time this evening, and thank you so much, you and your team, for the fantastic work you're doing for the community.
Thank you for helping us share our message. And if I could just add one more thing, anyone who follows on social, that's another great way to get information on everything that we do. Any social platform, it's Feeding Tampa Bay. You can find out, it's updated daily. So that's another way you can reach us. You can message us directly as well. But thank you, Ryan, for having us on once again and sharing our message.